You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au. Hi everybody, it's Tuesday, 24th, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm recording this because I'm becoming increasingly aware that on a macro and a micro level, the discomfort, the generalized anxiety, confusion that we feel, it's leading to the things that you see in the media, like panic buying and hoarding and so on. It just sort of occurred to me this morning that we're clearly going through those familiar stages of grief, and it's possible to grieve lots of things, not just people, but to grieve a way of life, to grieve normalcy. We can feel the old way of doing things slipping through our fingers like a dying loved one. And we know that things are changing, yet because our animal brains are construed the way they are, we're aware that change is coming, but we can't see it. So that breaks our sense of feeling safe in the world. But I just want to offer you a few thoughts to kind of reassure us through this, that what we're going through can be known, what we're going through is finite, and that there are lights in the seeming darkness of this. So I hope wherever you are and whoever you are listening to this, you can take something away from this. I think the first thing is that it's quite clear that the world is changing, which means that the old ways of doing things, of gathering, of sociality, collectivity, are dropping away. To deliver everything virtually. We're keeping our distance from people. I can't hug my daughters in any sense of safety, and that is deeply unnatural. And it feels deeply unnatural to us. So there's this loss of normalcy among the fears of economic toll, and there's this loss of connection with people. We are, again, clearly grieving. And I've been a minister long enough to know it when I see it. It's definitely been in these stages. I mean, the stages aren't linear and they can happen to anybody at any time, but I've been hearing things that remind me of this. Like, I know people that are in like strict denial about this. This virus won't affect me. If I get it, it won't be so bad. I'm hearing a lot of anger. Oh, why do I have to stay in? This is ridiculous. It's, you know, you're making me stay home. You're taking away my livelihood. It was a queue outside of Centrelink yesterday, 150 people long, and many of them were angry, not knowing anything, not knowing what to do with their anger. So I've seen denial, I've seen anger, I've seen bargaining, like, okay, if I social distance now, then everything will be back to normal if I do it for, say, 2 weeks, all right, or if I just work from home, everything will be cool. That's the bargaining phase. There's the sadness phase, which is coupled with fear. I don't know when this will end. How long will this go on? Oh, woe is me. And there have been in certain places, and some of the best leadership I've been seeing has gone straight to acceptance as that key stage of grieving. This is happening. We need to figure out how to respond. We need to be proactive. We need to turn this into something that we can manage. This is where our power lies. We can find control and acceptance. So, like, you know, I can wash my hands. I can keep safe distance. I can learn how to preach virtually, like I'm doing now. It's important to sort of manage, to be aware of this. Look it up. Google it. Kubler-Ross's 5 Stages of Grief. They've added one, which I want to talk to. They've only added one very recently and late in life, which I'll come to in a moment. But we're certainly in grief with all this uncertainty and so much confusion. A few prescriptions. Obviously, it's important to find some equanimity in your thinking. Try to avoid, if you can, it's going to be like this forever, it's going to be utterly different, or it's going to be completely all right. The never absolutist thinking is probably not balanced. Someone that you know of may get sick and die, but that doesn't mean everybody is. So try to find some balance and avoid awfulizing these things. Because of the anticipatory grief of what's coming, the great wave of infections, it's really important to have some mindfulness practice that brings you into the present. We're offering this at the school now 3 times a day for anybody that wants to drop in. It's that simple. Breathe. Realize that you're here in the present moment, and in the present moment you're okay, and that's all we've got, and that is a powerful thing to recognize. So find some equanimity in your thinking. Try not to go to extremes. Find a way to come into the present. It's also, as the Serenity Prayer says, let go of what you can't control. There's a lot you can't control. What your neighbor is doing, you could get cross about. I did a few nights ago. That you see people not doing the right thing. And obviously, if you want, bring it to their attention, but you cannot unscrew somebody's head and work on the wiring and fix them. That's out of your control. What you can do is to focus on your own balance and your own present tenseness. And finally, and this is related to that last point, stock up on your compassion. Even for those people who are behaving in ways that are clearly a result of their not knowing what to do with the micro and macro level grieving that we're all experiencing. Try to tell yourself that what you're seeing in people that you think don't behave well is their fear and anxiety, and certainly you can relate to that. So there's that sixth stage of Kubler-Ross's stages of grieving that was added is something that we're seeing, and I think always rather light a candle than curse the darkness. The sixth stage is finding meaning in loss. Now, the old ways of doing things are slipping away. Old economic systems are going to slip away. We're seeing suddenly universal basic income. Suddenly we have endless amounts of money to keep people going. And this is a good thing. It's the social distancing. Counterintuitive as it is, when we social distance, we are expressing love for people and love for our communities and love for ourselves. So it's important to look for not silver linings necessarily, because you know, I'm not Pollyanna here, but to look for what meaning is emerging from this. Feel your feelings and keep going anyway. You're going to feel a lot of things in the next few days. If we fight the feelings, then we'll be tangled up in ourselves and we'll exhaust ourselves. Allow the feeling. Feelings are like weather. They pass through like climatic changes in the atmosphere. Bad weather system comes and it goes, and you know no feeling lasts forever. And the wisest thing I heard on this was from, I think it was the poet Maya Angelou, who said, every storm, no matter how big, runs out of rain eventually. And that's the truest thing I know. Let yourself feel whatever grief is bringing you and keep going. I can't be more positive than that, and there's a lot to take from this. And I'd like to, any of you that see this video, which is barely 10 minutes long, if you'd like to email me, you know where to get a hold of me. If you want to talk about it, you know where to find me. I hope that you and yours stay safe through this. Do the right thing socially. Hang in. Know that we're all grieving the loss of a way of life, that it's slipping through our fingers and we can feel it going, but that we're going to come out the other side of it and we are going to be okay. Bless you all. Thanks. Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.